He told her name, any name. Shyamali. Shyamali. Sir, do you live? I live in your village, out of village. I do all these things. Yes. Lalita told that his nerves are so bigger. You should do, and you should give alta and at first wash everybody. She began to do. She वो खोल दिया अपने पॉट को ओपन हर गोल्डन पॉट एंड ब्रॉट हर सेंट्स एंड बिगन टू डू व्हेन शी डज लाइक दिस राधिका न्यू समथिंग इट इज परहैप्स श्याम नाउ ही इज श्यामली बट ही इज नॉट टेलिंग टू अदर्स She began to smile. No? Lalita and Vishakha see that she is smiling. And what Krishna wanted, Krishna saw that she is smiling. So she became so much happy that his man has gone. Now she is. Then, but Srimati Radhika, by doing so, She told her that you should cut my nails and give properly alta. So she opened her box and she made a collar from very beautiful and sugandhit water and mixed the collar and took Radhika's feet in her lap. Here, near breast, and anyhow she wants to touch his this to Radhika's feet. She begins to do collar, but her hand is hand is
become trembling.
Anyhow she is doing this. She is writing. Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. Radhika is telling, what are you writing here? What are you doing? Nothing, I am only coloring and by art. This is an art. But Srimati Radhika is feeling so much happiness that Shyam, Shyam, Shyam is writing. But his hands are trembling. So, Shyam name is not coming very good, but Jigjay. At the same time, she calls Rati Manjari. Oh, Rati Manjari, come on. This is not going well. Can you do? Oh, yes, I can do. So he warns Krishna not to do. Here Krishna is, Krishna means that Shyamali is so much pleased to have the feet of Krishna that the collar can see here. That. Now she is painting, Tulsi Manjari is painting. And Krishna is putting the feet of Srimati Radhika in his breast, in his heart. In Srimad Bhagavata it is written, Tatte sujat charanam baru hastanesu dhitasvanai priyadedi mahi karkasesu tena atam atavi atati tadvrthatena kimsit kurpadidhi bhramati
dhivavasai bhavadai
bhavadai jushan. I am not remembering this. So, Gopis are fearing that Krishna's feet is so soft. So they are fearing to put Krishna's feet here. But here we see opposite. This is the idea of our Goswamis. Always, everywhere, in every slope, they have done like this. They have done marvelous than himself, Srimad Bhagavata also. So our Goswami is always one that we will remember Krishna serving Srimati Radhika. So he is praying that Krishna is taking the feet of Srimati Radhika, feet of Radhika on his breast, and that reddish thing comes here also, and by any pretending means bahana, he takes it in his face like this, and that comes down in the here. So she is telling to Srimati Radhika this remembrance, and you know the mahima of your lotus feet. This javak means
alta.
Alta is so
fortunate.
Javak, alta. You are so much
fortunate
that Krishna takes you from Radha's feet to your head. What may I tell the mahima of yours? That is of
the
altar. So, O Srimati Radhika, will you please order me to give this altar to your feet, that Krishna will one day will have this on his head, and when I will see Krishna, I will see that he has taken your fifth sign on his head. This is not inferiority of Krishna. This is superiority of Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is sadhya, prayojan. Not Krishna is prayojan. There are two virtues of Krishna within lakhs and lakhs virtues of Krishna. Two mukha.
Two principles.
One, Rasik Shekhar, and second is Bhakta Vatsalya. No?
Two.
By Bhakta Vatsalya, he becomes inferior to Bhakta, and by Rasik Shekhar, he does seva of all these things, all his subordinates, Srimati Radhika. When he does, if he has all qualities but not a Rasik Shekhar and not Kripalu, then every virtues are in vain. Actually, that Krishna is for Mayavadi Brahma only, or Vaikuntha Narayan only. We are not lover of either Vaikuntha Narayan or Dwarkadhish or Brahma or Jagannath or Jagadish. We are lover of Krishna, but yet there is something to think. There is a slope here he has quoted that Nipono Hari Sevita. There is a king, Chakravarti king. Chakravarti king, you know, Samrat. Emperor. But his spice or any wealth is not goes to Krishna service, God service. Everything is bekar. Bekar means depth. Hai. That money?
In
vain.
Yeah.
And if there is a kavi, very good kavi. Kavi means
poet.
But he does not express anything, nam, roop, gun, lila of Krishna. Whether he may be any kind of good poet, like Shakespeare and all others.
Or
but in vain. No? And Gururna Hari Ashritah. If he serves his Gurudev, so much he is doing service to his Gurudev. But his Gurudev is not Krishna Sevak. Then in vain everything. Gunina Hari Tatpara. A man he is so much qualities, so many qualities. But these qualities are not coming in the service of Guru, Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. These all qualities are in vain. And dhir na krishnasa. We are so much clever, so much dhi means buddhiman.
What? Intellectual.
Intellectual. That
intellectual.
So much. But no Krishna ashraya, no service of Krishna. All in vain. It is like thorn, very big thorn. So if a sadhak who has Krishna ashraya, he is worshipping Krishna, but not Srimati Radhika, Braja Rama Anuga, he is not serving Braja Anuga Rama, Brajeshwari, gopis, and especially to Radhika. That Krishna ashraya, the service of Krishna, is also like thorns. If anyone tells here that you are telling all these things, Raghunath Das Goswami is serving the altar service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna wears it on his head and she is so much pleased to have this sign on his head. Whether it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam or any epics or anywhere, you are doing only kalpana, all these things. So he is telling you, no, I am not doing kalpana. It is written everywhere in Bhakti Grantha, Gopal Tapni and all others. He is taking two examples, setting. One example is there. Jayadev Goswami and secondly Radharasu Dharnidhi of
Prabodhananda.
And another he is giving example of Kavi Karanapur in his Vrindavan, Ananda Vrindavan temple. Three examples has been stated. One is that in Gita Govinda, that is look, I have told you that smaragarala khandanam mama sirasi mandanam dehi padapallavam udar. You know this text. Here Jayadev Goswami was sharing to put these words in his Gita Govinda. And so much sharing, he wrote first charan,
first line,
that is smaragara lakhandanam only. And he was to write this, that mama sirasi mandanam dehi pada pallavam udaram, but he could not wrote. His heart was trembling. And by fear, he could not write. Because anyone had not written in epics and Vedas and Puran and yet in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Openly it is not written, but it has been written in Parokshavad. Parokshavad, you know?
Indirect.
Where it has been written? When Krishna disappeared with Radhika, first footprint was seen there. Then they again moved on. Another place they went, they saw that only Krishna footprint is seen. Here they imagined that Krishna has two Srimati Radhika in his lap, so it is deep. They went on. After some distance they saw that there is a sign of sitting of two persons. Must one should be lady and other should be Kishore. Here they saw that only this half portion of Krishna feet was there. Oh, certainly he has
taken some flowers.
And he has garlanded and dressed Srimati here. Here she also has done everything to Radhika. It will also come that he has done charan seva of Srimati Radhika, because he has told that, I cannot walk, I am so much tired. So you can take me, I cannot walk. Because, oh, you are so much tired, I will message you here there. This is told, but
indirect
way. So here, Jayadeva Goswami cannot write, because he knows that Krishna is Parabrahma, superior to all. Shaktis are subordinate. He does not know that Shakti, Shakti, Mator, Abheda. If Shakti and Shaktiman are both in same category, then these kinds of seva may be done. But if juniority and seniority, any man thinks that this seva cannot come, that is Vaikuntha. Here it is more than Vaikuntha, Vrindavan. Madhur Jaras, superior comes junior, and junior becomes superior by prem, affection, love. This. So Krishna is a rasik here. So Krishna came in the shape of Jayadeva and wrote Mama Sirasi Mandanam Dehi Padapallam Udaram. Second slok. Is here Sri Vatsacha, he is writing Kavi Karnapur in his books. Sri Vatsacha, Kaustubhasyacha, Ramadibhyascha, Garhakaro, Aradha Pad Saroj Javakaraso, Vatsasthalo Hare, Palyark Duti, Mandali, Eva. Timirai chanda chandein bande krita kalindya payasir piva abhikachitam raktotpalam patu vah. Alankar kastuv of Kavi Karnapur. He is writing here. The meaning is that Radhika is swadhin bhartrika. Swadhin Bhartika means Krishna is Vasibhut, is controlled by Srimati Radhika only. When he is controlled, this Naika is called Swadhin Bhartika. Radhika is Swadhin Bhartika. Krishna is Krishna is Narayan. No? Krishna has Sri Vats there. No? Kaustubh is there. Friend of Shyamanta is there on the Vatsakal of Krishna. And Rama Devi is herself in the shape of Swarna Rekha is there. Three things are there. No? His writing, Kavi Karnapur. And when Krishna is giving pen on the feet of Srimati Radhika, feet, lotus of Srimati Radhika, and when that
altar
comes here, where there is Srivatsa, Kausu, and Swarnarekha. When this Alta comes there, all three becomes Malin. Understand?
Reduced, minimized or reduced?
Minimized. All these things. Beauty comes less. And this becomes prominent above all three things and makes Krishna so beautiful, more than Vatsa, Kaustubh and this. How? He is telling that sun is rising in morning and Andhakar, darkness goes away as if, oh yes, I am now going. So this is the reddish thing. Now Krishna, this is somewhat blackish. So Krishna heart begins to do like this as a prayer for this. Or giving next example, Krishna Bhaktachal is like Kalindi. Kalindi means
Yamuna.
Water is somewhat blacky because Krishna takes bath and his color comes in Yamuna. Or Yamuna is always thinking of Krishna and becomes so black. Otherwise, one Kavikarnapu is telling that these are not reason for black, being blackish of Yamuna. But Krishna always has, gopis always keeps Krishna in their eyes. And they put kajal in her. And this kajal makes Yamuna.
Kasturi
also. Here he is telling that Krishna Bhaktachal is like Yamuna, and the reddish two flowers, Kamal, that is called Nalini. Here he is telling that Kalindya Payasi Shiva Vipichitam Aratto Palam Patuvaha. Krishna, Radhika's two feet that Krishna is giving here are like two red lotus. As if two reddish kamal are blazing in soul in Yamuna. How beautiful thing. So, which Alta are given in Radha's feet may bless to me and I can serve Sri Madhika Radhika. Jiva Goswami also written like this. Jiva Goswami was so much Swakya Bhav he has told for Anadikari. He has not told all these things, but he has told. Kavi Karnapu, very great person. But they have also told. They think that if we don't give all these things in a sutra, then everything will be spoiled. And Anadikari will not take. They will hate these ideas, as so many persons hate this. They will hate. Oh, this is not good thing.
Madhishana Chakravarti Thakur has
very dearly
opened everything.
Open, yeah.
You are in his mood.
I am fit best of. I want to be a fit best of Vishwanath Bhagavad Gita.
The beautiful thing is that the kadamba tree is in its full bloom. At the time of Rupa Goswami, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the Radha Rani Kunja, very good growth. Radha Rani Krishna, living all along, they used to sit there and to tell so many.
But he cannot give it to tigers and animals which were in jungle, in forest. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They followed and they were crying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot give them Radha Prem because they are unqualified to take it. He can give to persons which are qualified. He may give, but he will not give. Those who are now hearing the Harikatha of Sai Rasik Vaishnavas and those who are following footprints of these Rasik Vaishnavas, reading the books of Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Goswami, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, and their desire to serve Radha and Krishna like so, then they are qualified. With grief. That grief is to be so pure.
When you qualified for interview.
Then qualified. Otherwise, no. If there is a girl of only four years, no? Will he marry him? Her? And what will he understand? What is marriage? So she is unqualified for marriage. But when she is about 20 or more than 20 or after 16, she can understand something. So she is unqualified. In this, when the greed is so much thick, and he does anything, practice for having this thing, then he is Sangha. Without Vaishnava Sangha and without the feet hands, without the mercy of Krishna, I have to keep it back. It means anyone sadhu cannot enter into this. You are in Mark, in his own mandir, for 16 years,
11 years.
11. You?
20.
20 years. But till now, you have not that call. When you come to Vrindavan and have association with them, a grief began to rise in your heart, Akash means the sky, no? Very little. Now, that little thing is going up by hearing all these things. I am not directly telling anything, but yet something is told. So it is going, what, advancing this thing. After some time, it will be so that you cannot live without saying so. No? See? That is it. Why you come here? Then? Why? Why you come here? Why? Why? Oh, because you have something. Because you have something. And if it will grow up, उससे बड़ी है ऐसे ही चीज है दिस थिंग इज एज मच एज ग्रीड विल बी इंक्रीज योर हार्ट विल बी सो दैट यू कैन लीव विदाउट दैट थिंग फॉर अ मोमेंट अंडरस्टैंड आई विल टेल यू दैट डोंट कम हियर But yes, I told them, you should not come here. But yes, they come. I told them, that don't come. दिल्ली में गया तो दिल्ली में वैसे ही सब पीछे लग गए हमारी रुचि हो रही है जिसमें परफ्यूम वी वांट टू फॉलो बाई हार्ट यू शुड फॉलो नंद बाबा फर्स्ट हार्ट वी वांट टू फॉलो नंद बाबा बाई No, you should follow Nanda Baba because he is Siddha Baba. He loves so much Krishna. He looks for Krishna. So you should reach and love as Nanda Baba. Why? You have no faith.
You should. Office.
What?
He wants to know for other people.
For other cities, this Siddhant is for all, common. Every jeev, every soul has its own rust. Huh? So, when doing something, Hare Krishna, hearing Gurudev, taking diksha, after all this, you will hear Srimad Bhagavatam, no? You will hear Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will hear the books of Goswami. Your own faith will be directed towards one of them. No? As you have, but not at first, after doing something. If a man is suffering, he is Siddhava. He will not have any ruchi, you know, taste for gopi. He will be so glad to hear the pastimes of gopis with Krishna. But he will have wished that I should be as a sakha. But those who are in Madhura, they will hear the pastimes of sakha, bhatala and stability. They will be so glad. But they will want to follow only gopis.
Can I ask a question about this?
What?
In the Jiva Dharma, Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath, they ask, what kind of rasa do we have adhikari for? They're asking, what kind of Raganuga Bhakti...
When they were asking?
Do we have qualification?
When they asked, in what is this?
I...
Huh?
Father said...
Then? Why you are asking today?
Well, this is related because he answers, he says,
everything has done. Kaam ko lo mar no mar sabya has done. He has heard the Rasik Vaishnava. He has read Srimad Bhagavatam. All. Right? Then he can ask. If he has greed.
Uh-huh.
No? So, for me, जो है करने के लिए अपने भाव को वो पूछेगा उसके अंदर में तो है ही है जो कुछ है वो देव करने के लिए गुरु जी से पूछेगा ही विल आस्क हिज गुरुदेव दैट हु एम आई व्हाट टू बी फॉलो बट हिज हार्ट इज फॉलोइंग सम वन
आई मीन ही इज ऑलरेडी रियलाइज
नॉट रियलाइज बट ही
परीक्षा कराना आवश्यक है
तो ही विल टेक इट बाय गुरुदेव आई एम राइट आर नॉट एंड इफ गुरु विल सर्टिफाई एंड ही विल कंसर्न मूव अप
One them.
Ten.
So he's saying at this stage that only the ruchi, one only considers one's ruchi in determining ras. Is this the right understanding?
But in what stage he has asked, you have to ask in that stage.
Uh-huh.
But try to have that stage.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking here and there. There are so many desires, there are so many tests, and you are had a test also, and you are asking your good day. He will give to you. He knows everything. He wants that they should gradually go up, not at a time, by jumping. Gradually, the percent of Krishna increases your greed. Or to increase your greed. No? By and by. So that you can make it hajam. Hajam for you.
Yes.
If you cannot digest, you will go to hell.
Remember last time? We were speaking.
You are understanding?
One devotee was here, she was asking you, or you were saying that when one is performing bhajan, he's taking diksha, he's performing bhajan, then after that, if he's not married and he becomes married, then it is considered abominable.
You should understand my bhavana. I tell so many things,
but
everyone cannot catch it. But what is the meaning of my life? That expression there. Ek aadmi Krishna ka bhajan kar raha hai, aur bahut unnat ho gaya. Usko Krishna ke madhur ras mein ruchi ho gayi. Aur us samay mein koi kahta ki main vivah karunga. Ye tumhare vivah ki ruchi kyon aayi? Iska matlab kya hua? तुम्हारे अंदर में काम की भावना है इसलिए तुम विवाह करना चाहता है यदि संपूर्ण रूप से भगवान का भजन करने की लालसा होती तो कोई भी कामना वासना इच्छा नहीं होती एकमात्र उसका भजन करना तो इसका मतलब है वो दिल्ली के किंतु ये समझ में किसी को आता नहीं उस दिन तो कहा था तो किसी को समझ में नहीं आती विवाह करके घर से आया कोई बात नहीं वो सुन करके धीरे धीरे आसक्ति कम हो गई पति के प्रति स्त्री की स्त्री के पति के प्रति और भगवान का भजन करते हुए आगे चले गए विवाह है तो कोई बात नहीं जैसे गोपियों का विवाह हुआ है वो तो गया किंतु कृष्ण के रंग में ऐसे रंग गई ये पति कहाँ रह गया और वो कृष्ण के पास नहीं चली इसी तरह से अंडर हेलो
Can I explain my question?
What?
Because in the end of this chapter, after, they're already in the Bhava state.
Have you understand my view about merit?
I didn't understand what you just said.
Understand my bhavana?
I could not follow what you were saying.
Then what I do?
I have to get her to translate.
Have you read Annabhidasitasunya?
Yes.
Jnan karma adi anapritam anukundena kusnami kunam bhakti. In Uttama Bhakti, there is no Annabhidas. This kind of bhakti, to have a gopi bhav, is Uttama Bhakti.
Yes.
How can Annabhidas could be remain there?
No.
Then how a man can, after having these things, how he can marry?
Then my question is that
what?
why did Vijay Kumar, or why did Vajanath get married? Why did Vajanath get married? He'd already received his Purup.
What?
He was already in the Bhava stage. See, this
he was not in Bhava stage. He was trying to go to in Bhava stage. He has only Ruchi Asakti, but not like Vijay Kumar. He was married. We'll have to take, but because he went in Madhur Rasa, we'll have to follow the persons who are in Madhur Rasa. Brahma Kumar. Vijay Kumar went in Madhur Rasa.
Yes.
So he left his home, his wife, children and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And took this bed and used to do all the way, day and night, that service of food.
But this last part here, I don't understand why he's continuing in this way. He says, Grihastha Dharma ko Vilanjali Dekar
so Vilanjali Dekar, so many light phone karke.
Then he says, Jaun aur Jesus Christ.
Kabhi sochta hun ki aisa karne se aisa na ho ki hriday sukht ho jaye.
And then this part.
Aur bhakti dar se bhi vanchit hona pade. Isliye he has some doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, na.
Why is the doubt there?
Because he was not so high class of devotee. He has doubt.
The doubt was
yes. If you have doubt, what to do, then you should marry. And if you have no doubt, you have to follow motive, then surely life begins.
So this is the Vijay Kumar who is asking here at the end.
That he has done so? What he has done, he will have to do. He has no doubt. Have you doubt? Yes. So you should remember. And after that, you should do. Go on increasing your power. Then you should be fully increased. Everything, your body, you will let you. No, the fact, my body is gone.
But what he's saying here, is this a reasonable consideration? He's saying that
in sadhak, you may have doubt. You may not have doubt. We have no doubt. If anyone has doubt, that may I follow or not in the future? It is doubt.
Thank you. Yeah.